They told the Mexican dictator in Gonzalez, come and take it. When it comes to our guns, Prats worried the current threat is from the north side of the Rio Grande. A Texan who understands the function of the Second Amendment. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, while the governor debate Friday night was as dull as expected, the so-called fact-checking from Texas media outlets was even more predictably boring, as well as you'd expect, absurd. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing drug and alcohol testing programs for business and institution and you truckers. They are your go-to source for all your compliance issues with the Department of Transportation. Your annual testing, if you're a fleet owner, it's that database they keep clearinghouse of your drivers. They'll make sure you get it all done right. Reach the best in compliance at AlliedCompliance.com. That's AlliedCompliance.com. Abbott appoints a Texas Tech graduate as the new chief. It's a new position at TEA, the new chief of school safety and security. We've got border news and much more. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. Well, another Texas rocket company makes it to space. Firefly, that's right, based in Austin, finally got its first orbital launch of its Alpha rocket. Our friend Bob Zimmerman at BehindTheBlack.com reporting that Firefly, a company that just 2 years ago had gone into bankruptcy, successfully launched over the weekend their new Alpha rocket into orbit on its second test launch. And second stage engine, they say the burn completed, and the deployment, it did deploy some satellites. Apparently, an inside source told Zimmerman that the second stage underperformed a bit, which will shorten the life of some of the small sats it launched. Again, it was a test launch, though, not an operational one, and was a big success for Firefly. Based down in Austin, they joined SpaceX, Rocket Lab, ULA, Virgin, which ULA is the combination, the United Launch Alliance of the big aerospace companies that have been around forever. So they joined Firefly, based in Austin, joined SpaceX, Rocket Lab, ULA, Virgin Orbit, and Northrop Grumman as an operational American commercial rocket company. Astra had been operational, but it's stepped down as it's decided to build a new rocket. And by the way, how are the launch rates going this year? 43 from SpaceX, 41 from the Communist Chinese, 12 from Russia, 7 from Rocket Lab, and 6 from ULA. American private enterprise leads China 61-41 in the national rankings, and it's tied with the entire world 61-61. So congratulations to Texas-based Firefly for getting its payload into orbit. It's a small rocket, much smaller rocket, designed to launch small sats, which is where so much of the satellite business is moving to. An American Airlines flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to Albuquerque yesterday was, when it got there, the FBI was involved in somehow and cleared the aircraft. It was flight 928 from DFW. Well, they won't disclose what it was, but they said it was a national security threat or something like that, or security threat. But that's all they said about it. Who knows? Double murder-suicide investigation underway after bodies were found in a house fire in Carrollton. This happened Saturday afternoon. Fire reported about 4 p.m. Firefighters found smoke coming from the house. While working to put out the flames, they discovered bodies, a 51-year-old woman, 77-year-old man. They both had signs of trauma, and a 53-year-old man had a gunshot wound to the head, so it appears to be an murder-suicide. They say all of them are from the same family. Terrible. Suspect serial killer Billy Shamirmir is on trial again, accused of killing 22 elderly Texas women. Fox 4 reporting that he's already been convicted of capital murder for one of these many killings where he pretended to be a worker at senior living facilities, posed as a maintenance worker there, and at least the majority of the murders. A Dallas County prosecutor, a former prosecutor with no ties to the case, told Fox 4 the likely purpose of this prosecution is to ensure that a second consecutive life sentence is handed down. Seminole police officer was shot Saturday in a church parking lot by an illegal alien. That's not how your liberal media mostly put the headline, but that's the facts. Seminole PD officer was shot Saturday as he approached a vehicle he had pulled over into the parking lot of St. James Catholic Church. Police officer was struck but returned to fire. In other words, a guy got out of his vehicle with a handgun and started shooting at the cop, and the police officer was hit but returned fire. Suspect fled on foot, jumped a fence where he dropped his handgun, was later located by police and arrested. The suspect in the shooting has been identified by the Seminole Police Department as Ramon Castillo Lopez, a 27-year-old illegal alien from Mexico who had previously been deported. You see, no border security, just comes right back across. He's facing numerous charges in Seminole, of course, and an outstanding warrant was found from Presidio, as I understand it. San Antonio police officer shot and injured a man who hit him with a vehicle in a McDonald's there on Sunday night, last night. Chief McManus there, old General McManus, thinks he's a general, said the policeman was responding to an unrelated disturbance call at the McDonald's. And about 10:45, and he spotted a vehicle he had attempted to stop the night before. So he attempted to contact the driver of that vehicle. Car attempted to pull away. As officer approached on foot, the man hit him on one of his legs with the vehicle, prompting the officer to fire multiple times at the man. And that guy that was driving it went to a university hospital and had surgery. A Goodfellow Air Force Base in San Angelo, Fox West Texas, says that reports that the public affairs officer released a statement about a stabbing death. Well, we don't need the statement. What happened was an active duty service member outside of a bar, Whiskey River Saloon, a Marine was stabbed after an argument. There was a physical fight in the bar's parking lot. All the victims were servicemen attached to Goodfellow, and a 28-year-old Marine died from the wounds in that fight there in San Angelo, and not a lot of good fellows there coming out of Goodfellow in that little group. Today in Texas history, my friends, this is the day in 1842, still in the Republic of Texas, that Sam Houston ordered Alexander Somerville to organize the militia and volunteers to invade Mexico. It's also the date way back in 1788 that Antonio Lorenzo Zavala was born in the Yucatan. Of course, he was the first vice president of the Republic of Texas, the big state archives building just outside the Capitol, the biggest building right there at the Capitol, named after him. And also, my friends, this is the date in 1894 where Charles de Rye of Corpus Christi wrote a letter mentioning the boll weevil had arrived in Texas, which is devastating to our agricultural economy of the time, and remained devastating for decades and decades. In 1930, on the 3rd of October, is when, in Rusk County, Columbus Marion Joyner discovered Daisy Bradford No. 3 in the East Texas oil field. It was the largest discovered oil field in the world up to that time. It's also the date Stevie Ray Vaughan, the great musician, was born in 1954. Yesterday, on the 2nd of October, I must mention to you, is the day in 1835 that fighting broke out at Gonzales between Mexican soldiers and Texas militiamen, basically the local people that lived there, and where they had sent them to retrieve the little cannon. And my friends, that's where the come and take it phrase and the symbol comes from, because that's what the Texians told them. If you're going to take it, you're going to have to take it from us. The battle ensued. The Mexicans retreated. And don't forget that Come and Take It Day, I did the show from the cannon, right next to the cannon with the curator of the museum in Gonzales. That show aired back on May 3rd of this year. Go to the podcast page and find it. It's one of the more fun things I've ever gotten to do. Yesterday was Come and Take It Day. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by USA Investigations. Learn all about them at usainvestigations.net. They do a lot of things. usainvestigations.net.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
I've told you about my wonderful experience with Dr. Sylvia Zuniga in dental care in Costa Rica. Not only was it among the most positive experiences and best dental work I've experienced, my trip to Costa Rica, one of the hottest tourist destinations on the planet, included a top hotel for a week, fancy dinners, airfare for both Isabel and me, and even a private driver. And the entire bill, total spending, was less than half of the best quote I got at home, a quote that was for much less dental work than I obtained from Dr. Zuniga. A couple from Lubbock now knows what I mean. They wrote to say, "We used your suggestion to go to Sylvia in Costa Rica. She was wonderful. Instead of $7,400, I spent $1,640, and not only for my dental work, but for my husband's too. It was a refreshing adventure, and she guided us in things to do. Thank you for letting listeners know." If you have big dental needs and challenges, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. See Sylvia's beautiful face and click the banner at my website, prattontexas.com.
Working to save Texas from the uninformed and the left. It's your voice of Texas, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Governor Abbott today announced John P. Scott would be the new chief of school safety and security at the Texas Education Agency starting today. Following the shooting in Uvalde, the governor directed TEA to create the position of chief of school safety and security and to have somebody that's an expert, you know, has expertise in the area. And this person's supposed to see that schools are implementing school safety policies passed by the legislature and trying to, you know, just manage this stuff and give good advice, make sure it's happening. John P. Scott of Dallas was an assistant special agent in charge for the U.S. Secret Service in the Dallas, North Texas district. He served as assistant to the special agent in charge for the North Texas Cyber Fraud and Task Force, assistant to the special agent in charge for the Protective Intelligence and Physical Protection Unit in Dallas, and Assistant Special Agent in Charge at the Secret Service Headquarters Protective Operations Division in Washington, D.C. Additionally, he served as a Special Agent in the Vice Presidential Protective Division and Dignitary Protective Divisions in D.C. and in the Houston Field Office. Before joining the Secret Service, Scott was U.S. Army Field Artillery Officer and Captain, where he completed the completed Airborne and the Rigorous Ranger Schools. Scott earned his Bachelor of Arts in Sociology from Texas Tech University, where he was named a Distinguished Military Graduate. He has now been put in charge of the new office at the Texas Education Agency of Chief of School Safety and Security. Now, my friends, of course, school safety and all that came up in the rather dull governor's debate. It was as dull as I told you it would be, and pretty much the press coverage was as predictably dull as well, except that, you know, in being extraordinarily biased, it just is absurd. I mean, it's laughable in a sense. I got a kick out of the headline from KXAN and Nextar Media hosted this. The KXAN station there in Austin, one of the big that does a lot of political writing for the state TV station. Because the headline, Will Dupree, I don't know if he wrote the headline, but the headline, of course, you got to write it like this. It's like those YouTube headlines. The algorithms work a certain way. People only read certain things. But I got a kick out of this. Four Texas governor's debate moments everyone will be talking about. Well, the only reason I'm talking about them is because he put them in the story, and I thought it was funny because you really had to dig. There was just nothing in this thing. Nothing. And I told you it would be that way. About the only things that he covers here is that that O'Rourke said if elected, he would end the STAR test, which, of course, the governor doesn't have the ability to do that. And I remind these Democrats that the statewide testing was brought about by public demand in the Democrat administration of Mark White, Governor White. I mean, this was because the schools were just, well, it's sort of like this. The unions don't like them. None of these teacher groups don't like them as a whole, because it measures performance. And look what we're finding after the school shutdown. I mean, it's been an avalanche of bad news. When we finally started doing the tests again, it proved that this doing it from home and school shutdown stuff was an abysmal, I mean, it was just abysmally costly to these children. Don't just say the state, to their lives, terribly behind. And of course, they don't want it. So O'Rourke says the fake Hispanic, Robert Francis O'Rourke Beto Pancho, said that he would get rid of the testing that focuses on the core subjects of reading, writing, mathematics, science, and social studies. He said he would do it so that the teachers had more time to, quote, connect with those kids. What, to push critical race theory and all the other leftist stuff that the AFT and the TSTA's parent, NEA, and all of them seem to endorse? Sure, of course. The only thing that really of consequence in this deal was where the governor reiterated that he will never raise property taxes. And I'm glad that he didn't mislead. He said the state does not levy property tax. Most of your neighbors don't understand that. Governor said that's only done at the local level, but what the state has done, we will continue to do, is drive down the ability of local governments from being able to raise taxes. And that's everything from Representative Burroughs and bill and Senator Betancourt's bill that let you have a vote when they raise property taxes beyond 3.5% locally, various governments, you know, lots of things, to buying down the property taxes school districts do by replacing it with state money, state-raised money. And the governor pointed out how we should have a big surplus, and even with inflation, the surplus is big, and we're going to use it. He says, I want it done on a long-term basis to lower the school property tax component. And he said the goal eventually is to eliminate school property tax imposed in Texas, which is most of it, and that's good. Now, they began that little section at the KXAN story by saying, speaking about property tax relief plans Friday, Abbott claimed O'Rourke voted 3 times while on the El Paso City Council to raise local tax rates and made a clear assertion if voters grant him a third term as governor, he'll never raise property taxes. Now, it's interesting, claimed. All these fact checks I looked at, and I didn't look at all of them because they're just too hard to take. None of the ones I looked at over the weekend even bothered to fact check this part. Because, of course not. It doesn't work in their favor. Almost all the fact checks are Abbott's wrong, maybe needs more context, Abbott's wrong. I mean, that's laughably so. Property tax is one of the biggest issues in the state. You'd think that'd make the top of these fact check lists. No, but he did. O'Rourke, we already know from other campaigns and the research, he voted to raise property taxes several times on the El Paso City Council. And here's how the story goes on. This is how even KXAN, which certainly doesn't lean conservative, wrote it. During a later exchange, he, meaning the governor, also said his goal is to eliminate the school property tax imposed in Texas. Paragraph, for his part, O'Rourke laid out how he'd like to provide property tax relief, which included expanding Medicaid, which is Obamacare, spending more for Obamacare, and legalizing marijuana to create a new stream of revenue for the state. Yeah, that's gonna do it. But that's it. This is supposed to be the serious, most serious candidate the Democrat Party has put forward in this state in all so long, and this is it, period. That's all he had to say on property taxes. We'll reduce property taxes. So he just claimed, and it's by what? Spending a lot more and putting more money, more people on Medicaid, the welfare insurance stuff, Obamacare expansion is what he's talking about. That's the thing Texas and a whole bunch of other states haven't done, and it's proven to be the right decision, and legalizing marijuana. This is their top candidate. You Democrats, boy, you all really have a party there going, I'll tell you. Well, you don't know because you all too busy toking on marijuana. So you don't realize the reality of the world outside of that. And when you do wake up to it, the first demand is pay for my health care, pay for my housing, pay for everything. You can't kick me out for not paying my rent, whatever. And the world is a tough place and I'm afraid and I'm just, I don't have to do anything. I want a politician that's going to pay for everything. Oh, and by the way, those 5 years I spent partying at Texas State, I want the taxpayer to pick up the cost for that too, even though I borrowed all the money. We get it. Stephen Masso down at Valley Central in the Rio Grande Valley, the TV station there, out of said his headline, O'Rourke Abbott discussed border security in the Rio Grande Valley. Of course, that's a lot of focus there. O'Rourke scored one set of truths, but it's not going to change anybody's mind because he doesn't advocate anything that's going to fix it. And he's absolutely right. All this stuff he said about how Operation Lone Star has not done what the governor said it would. He said it would reduce illegal crossing, and illegal crossing is at record levels. It's risen all through Operation Lone Star. And as I've said from the beginning, as a conservative Republican, it's been like a Democrat program. Judge us by our intention and not the results. And the governor's insisted on spending over $4 billion on this boondoggle. And that's the fact. And a little bit of it is political theater. Okay, but O'Rourke, okay, so you land a proper contention, but what are you going to do about it? Well, we know last week he said we need a whole overhaul of immigration policy. And then you actually read what he said. He said so that basically very quickly everybody who does cross the border illegally can be given some kind of legal status, because that's what he said. So what's he going to do? Back in a moment.
Pratt's back in a moment. If we hear from those who pay the bills.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Now a man once declared a registered dead conservative by Rush Limbaugh. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the rather boring gubernatorial debate. I read so many of these recaps of the debate. I don't even know why I printed some of them out. I didn't even highlight the words in it. All right, well, here Beto's saying about Abbott, he's going to try and lie about my record. Nobody has to lie about your record, Beto Poncho. You're on all sides of everything, and you've got a terrible record. That's the point. Now, I kind of kick out of the big stations, WFAA and all of them. I think their staff at KHOU in Houston did the fact check during the debate. And it's absurd. It's so predictable. Fact-checking what was said during the Texas gubernatorial debate. And if you go through it, it's all Abbott's wrong. Or they say, well, Abbott went after O'Rourke on the border. Beto wants to continue open border policy, said Abbott. One source to verify is Beto's own campaign website, they write. O'Rourke has a plan that includes investing, quote, in border enforcement that actually works, end quote. He also supports more legal pathways to citizenship and a guest worker program so we can verify Abbott's claim is false. That's what they lead with. How does that say Abbott's claim is false? Because the man on his website simply has a phrase that says, we want to invest in, quote, border enforcement that actually works? See, if Abbott has something on his site that says, we believe in reproductive choice and we believe that women and men should exercise that choice at the point of reproduction. In other words, having sex. Would they claim that that means that he's not, you know, this pro-life radical that doesn't, you know, is against abortion at all times? That's insane. They leave the major piece out that appeared in multiple major media markets in Texas with the stupidest, because he writes on his website, well, border enforcement that actually works to what end, you morons? You're just the stupidest or most agendized leftist reporters around. You're just dumb. The man said last week, and I quoted it here on the show, what he wanted to do. And in the thumbnail of that was, we've got to rework the whole system so that everybody that comes across, in other words, no limiting it, no stopping them from coming across. We just need them coming across at legal checkpoints and then process them. And he even talked about speeding it up rapidly. That's what he's been talking about, so that these people can be, what? Did he say return, deported? No. The same thing happening now, catch and release. His enforcement thing was get them through the regular checkpoints and then change all the laws like all the other Democrats do to let them in the country free. With no, it's just sickening. And they go on, they say that O'Rourke pushed the governor on taking action after the Uvalde shooting. That's when Abbott made this claim. You cannot raise the age to buy an assault rifle because it's not constitutional. He said, this we can verify is false. Now, that's a lie. You cannot verify that is false because it's in the courts now. There's already been a ruling in federal court that supports Abbott's position. Just because it has not been adjudicated all the way through the system, you cannot verify this is a false claim. It's an opinion about the law. And the fact is, the federal court did rule that it was that on a similar issue, that the state with its new right to carry law can't ban people 18 to 20 from carrying because they enjoy the same Second Amendment rights as everybody else, as all other adults under the law. Well, that certainly fits that, but the TV people told you that Abbott's thing is false on that. Now that's just a lie. Finally, Abbott claimed O'Rourke is for defunding the police. Oh, guess what? After a long record of that position, even nationally, the big TV stations claim that Abbott's claim about O'Rourke defunding police is false. We can verify is false. but of course it needs context, they say, right, to support their lie. Yes, O'Rourke alluded to redirecting police funding in a 2020 podcast, but he didn't specifically call for defunding the police. Do you see how absolutely, nakedly, absurdly biased this stuff is? And news editors or people don't even pick up on it and they publish this stuff all over? I mean, most of them are lefties, but they're not all lefties, and they sure don't want to be seen as being like one of these. They want to still be seen as a serious news organization. That's insane. The guy openly called for doing what all the rest of the defunders of the police said. None of them said, let's just don't spend the money. Every damn one of them said, redirect the money from the police to all kinds of social services and stuff like that. And yet they say they verify that Abbott's claim is false, that O'Rourke was for defunding police. It's beyond laughable. Claim, Governor Abbott says Beto O'Rourke supports open borders. Again, they say false. O'Rourke's campaign website includes a plan for immigration that includes an investing, and it's the same thing I already covered with you. So if Abbott's website has a paragraph, and of course there's no plan on O'Rourke's deal, it's just a few generalizations. If Abbott's website had something about being pro-choice, in other words, choice, that reproductive choice, that we believe all men and women should be able to exercise the choice in whether they have sex or not. In other words, but call it reproductive choice. Would they all of a sudden say he's not this anti-abortion guy? Of course, it's absurd. Claim, O'Rourke claims Operation Lone Star's cost $4 billion, but there's been more crossing. Yeah, that's right. He's absolutely right on that. Claim, O'Rourke says Texas ranks last in mental access to healthcare. This is the stuff you get from these... mental access, ranks last in access to mental health care. And they said it needs context. And all these are reports being quoted from advocacy groups. Claim, a new gun law signed by Abbott allows people to carry guns in public without a background check. Well, that's false. And they won't say false. All the ones that Abbott was right, they said needs context. They didn't say Abbott was right, even though they go on to explain Abbott was right. On this one, they write needs context. And then they explain that the law signed by Abbott does allow people 21 over to carry firearms, a constitutional carry, but they still have to pass a federal background check when they purchase a firearm, which means that O'Rourke's claim was false, but they won't even say false. They say needs context, just like the one on access to mental health care. Claim O'Rourke says Texas leads nation in rape offenses. True. They say true. He's right. But needs context. And of course, you look at it, and when you go by population, it's just not true. Abbott says Austin defunded its police department, has record murders the following year. Can't say he's right, even though that was absolutely incontrovertibly true. They had to say needs context. The phrase defund is vague. It's true that Austin cut $140 million from its police department's budget in 2020, about one-third. Can you get that? But because the term defund is vague. This is how, right here in Texas, forget D.C. and New York, right here, your local television stations, the group that, isn't that Tegna that owns those, that runs a bunch of the stations, they're just outright liars, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute propagandists. And that little so-called fact check's one of the clearest we've ever seen about it. The Hill out of Washington had a piece, 5 takeaways from the Abbott O'Rourke governor's debate. Here are the headlines. They tell you what I mean. It was nothing. Barbs fly, but debate remains a subdued affair. Candidates paint each other as extremists. 3, Biden emerges as GOP bogeyman. Well, no kidding. Says at one point during the debate, O'Rourke pushed back at Abbott's assertions against the president, arguing he was blaming people like Biden, but quote, the buck stops on your desk. O'Rourke, the buck doesn't stop on the governor's desk for the things the federal government's in charge of, like border security, you utter moron. 4, no mention of Trump, which means O'Rourke didn't bring Trump up and try to tie it to, because he knows in the polls Trump's popular here. And 5, likely not a game changer. What I tell you in advance, Texas political swami right here to tell you these things before you waste your time, and I kept you from having to waste your time watching that thing on Friday night, the snooze fest, that is being completely mischaracterized by leading media outlets across the state. No surprise with that. Back in a moment on Pratt on Texas.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
You gotta stop before they multiply. Gafford Pest Control.
Gafford Pest Control is the Lubbock area leader using state-of-the-art technology to keep our homes, businesses, hospitals, and schools safe and clean. Gafford Pest Control is hiring. If you want to join the team of a stable, local leader, don't wait. Contact Gafford Pest Control today. Gafford is hiring. Contact Gafford Pest Control now.
Gafford Pest Control.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? When you work with Mark Miller, your Big Country Edward Jones financial advisor, he focuses on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And you'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact Mark Miller today, 325-698-5063. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Texas owned and operated for 109 years. Vista Bank has grown 83% in the last 3 years because of our amazing team members and clients. So thank you, West Texas, for your loyalty, trust, and for earning us, Texas's top Main Street lender, best of community banking, best Bank of Lubbock 3 years running, and best companies to work for. Looking for a local bank? Maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank. Entrepreneurs banking entrepreneurs since 1912.
Now, here's a man that carries his own traveling soapbox. Pratt on Texas continues.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. A little bit more out of the campaign stack. Willie Nelson, they did a concert, and this got a big thing for Beto and Robert Francis O'Rourke, the fake Hispanic in South Austin. That's right, music and margaritas. That's what you got to do to get Democrats out. And so he got the old pothead out there saying that he's all for O'Rourke because O'Rourke's for legalizing marijuana. That's it. And they had food trucks, beer tents, volleyball pits, and a bunch of people out registering people to vote. We got a bunch of young people here who had never registered before, and they didn't know they needed to, said Valerie DeBille, volunteer with the O'Rourke campaign's Get Out the Vote effort. They didn't know you had to register to vote. And so they thought they were just going to be able to show up and vote. And see, that's what the Democrats want. That's the same-day registration and everything. They want people who take not one ounce of seriousness with their civic responsibility as being citizens, being sovereign citizens in a republic. But they want they want to get rid of all sense of any responsibility and then just be able to herd them to the polls. By the way, for all the people that were there, they said they registered 50 of those people. And the odds are most of those will never go vote. Because they want, again, they don't know you ever have to register and all this. They came for the party. That's the point. That's what O'Rourke and that Cruz campaign, all the college, you thought these were volunteers, and we found out almost all of these people were being paid. It was the largest force of so-called volunteers I've ever seen in Texas politics. The payroll was massive. And they were giving away pizza and stuff on college campuses. Well, you give stuff away, people show up. Seems to be how Democrats think elections are supposed to work. You know, give them groceries, give them cigarettes, give them a debt reduction, make their neighbors pay for their student loans, whatever. It's just how the left buys votes globally. Telemundo poll, an NBC Telemundo poll. Joshua Young commenting on this at the Post Millennial. I'll use some of his words today. New NBC Telemundo poll shows Latino support for the Democratic Party has dropped by 50% over the last decade. Mark Murray at NBC News tweeted out the poll's results showing 2012% Latinos. What's the matter with these people at NBC? You're supposed to say Latinx. 2012, Latinos preferred Democrat-led Congress over Republicans by 42 points. By 2022, that difference has dropped to 21 points. So now only 21% of Latinos, Hispanics in this country, prefer Democrat-led Congress. They still prefer the Democratic Party, a margin of 54 to 33. But the curvature, he writes, from 2012 to 2022 consistently shows Democrats shedding Latino support in favor of the Republican Party. This data supports a previous poll from Siena College and the New York Times, which showed a political realignment as Democrats solidify mostly support amongst college-educated whites and are hemorrhaging support among working-class minorities. That's because everything they believe in is to make us poorer, take our vehicles away, we have to buy an electric car that won't even get us to the family funeral because it's in another city and it costs two and three times as much. Housing cost, make our electricity cost more. Everything from these Democrats is set up against the working person. People eventually pointed out. Anyway, and by the way, he made fun of the Latinx thing too when Jill Biden went and called Hispanics unique as breakfast tacos down in San Antonio. He said a poll in 2021 found 40% of Hispanic voters consider the term Latinx used by Democrats often is offensive, and 30% said they'd be less likely to support a politician or organization that uses it. So keep using it. Keep using it. Oh, well. Now let's move to our border stack. Border officials count 599,000, quote, gotaways, illegal aliens, in this fiscal year that just ended. The Fed fiscal year starts October 1st. That's right. Customs and Border Protection source told Fox News that's about 50,000 getaways every month. Now, folks, those are not estimated. That's more than 1,500 people. You're seeing all these records, right? These are people we actually caught and then process and deport some, but most, you know, we end up letting them come into the country. These are the people that didn't even get caught. 1,500 per day. And these are not the ones that we're estimating, because there's a hell of a lot more than just these. Gotaways recorded by Border Patrol are people that were observed on camera or detected via sensors or footprints or other means, but never apprehended because of a lack of manpower. 1,500 per day, just the gotaways. Now, how many of those, like the guy that shot the cop in Seminole Saturday, are previously deported people? How many of those people, and we now know they're not, that these people are coming from all over the world. There are people on the terrorist watch list coming in. They're coming from dangerous countries. Of the gotaways, they're the really bad people the ones that have been convicted of molesting children and all the other stuff and murderers and the gang members, do you think they're the ones walking up and surrendering to the Border Patrol all the time like I see every single day across Texas looking at the coverage on this? Of course they're not. They're the ones by far to be the gotaways, the drug smugglers, and the really evil people. $1,500 a year would be frightening. It took 4 or 5 to bring down the World Trade Centers and put us in a decade of war. Do you realize that? 4 or 5 people overstaying their visas? We're taking 1,500 known gotaways in every day. And you can bet lots of those people are involved in all kinds of illegal behavior at the present or intended in the future. Human smuggling crash leaves 3 migrants dead near Texas border. This happened in Kinney County. 3 of the illegal aliens died. Passing motorists discovered the grisly scene near Brackettville yesterday, notified authorities. Vehicle was exclusively occupied by illegal aliens, according to deputies. And surviving passenger, 1 of 5 occupants, was a brother of the person driving. They were all illegal aliens. Mexican cartel group convicted of smuggling drugs through Texas mountains. Group of men from Mexico who, again, these are where you're going to get these gotaways, going wearing camouflage, going through the rough mountain passes and all that. They finally, federal court in Pecos convicted a bunch of them. Jose Manuel Ayala, he was the last of a group of 7 defendants for smuggling, a very sophisticated drug smuggling operation. And they were only discovered because a DPS helicopter happened to spot the footprints, and they were able to find these guys. A DPS drone pilot spots 37 illegal aliens in a rail car near the border. That reported from the South Texas region. In Maverick County, in an open-top rail car, they were from Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, and I'm not sure what that abbreviation is on this other, might be El Salvador SV, probably, Salvadoran, that would make sense. Chief Border Patrol Agent Jason Owen said technology plays a big role utilizing a drone. Agents from the Eagle Pass Station were able to locate a group of subjects trying to make illegal entry under the cover of darkness. Result, 30 arrested. Of course, what he didn't go on to say is after they turn them over, they get released. As of August 31st, 322,531 single adults from over 118 countries have been apprehended in the Del Rio sector this fiscal year alone. That's the apprehensions. Wow. It just gets worse and worse. All right, my friends. Thanks for joining us today on Pratt on Texas. I'm not trying to be on the governor's debate stuff, folks. The real point of that is, I want to get back to that just very quick, briefly. The point of that is, Abbott's been a good governor, and I'd vote for him 1,000 times over any Democrat. The fact is, though, it's banal because he's not really leading. He leads where it's safe and brings political points. DeSantis, now that's a leader, folks. Just saying. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock, tuned to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tuned to 96.1 FM Q Country.